Welcome to Serve and Volley, the tennis podcast for people who like arguments. I'm Nick.
I'm Pavel.
So we're here live at the ATP World Tour Finals, coming from the...
Sponsored by Nito.
Very important stuff. You'll be able to hear there's music in the background because we are actually broadcasting during a change of... Not change of ends. We've just seen the first set.
It's called a set break.
Go on.
Giant screen.
Pavel, tell me what happened in the first set.
Our favourite butler, Sasha Zverev, is up 6-2 against the number one, Rafael Nadal. Zverev is defending champion here, and Nadal has quite a bad record at the Tour Finals. By his lofty standards, he's never won it. He's been runner-up twice. So this is, you know, so far it's shaping to be an upset, but not like a massive one, as the bookies would have let you believe, I think, if you looked at the odds before. Zverev has a 0-5 record against Nadal, so...
Right. This is... You sound a little bit like you did before we went to see Alex de Minaur versus Jannik Sinner on Saturday, because you were very, very confident about an hour ago, maybe 2 hours ago, that Nadal would have no problem dispatching Zverev, and now you're like, oh well, you know, not such a bad upset. Sort of what I thought. I am
nothing if not mendacious.
We also saw just before this, and we probably should have recorded something immediately after it rather than waiting for the 1 minute and 50 second break. We saw Daniil Medvedev versus Tsitsipas. Pavel, you're our very own bullshit Russian. How was that?
Well, you know, similar to this, going into the match, one player had an overwhelming head-to-head against the other. Medvedev kind of was in Tsitsipas's head. They have quite a fun, you know, there's a lot of fun beef between them. Medvedev didn't really show up. Tsitsipas was very focused, didn't face a single break point. Deserved win, surprising, but, you know, he could go on to have a good tournament. This group is, I think, quite open. Who knows what will happen here? We'll report back after the next set.
Before we go, who do you think is going to win this match from this point?
I'm going to say Nadal, just because I would prefer Zverev won, and I love a good hedge.
I'm going to say Zverev because I think Nadal might be injured. He's just playing crap. Anyway, we'll tune back with you in.
Classic apology for Nadal playing badly. Oh, he must
no,
be.
No, I don't like Nadal. I just think that given what happened in Paris, he might not be fully fit. Anyway. We will tune back in an hour or so. See you later.
Oh my god. This evening's winner, Alexander Zverev.
I was starting to, but. Well, you can hear David Bowie, and that means that we have a winner. Who was it, Pavel?
It was Zverev. I'm eating my words.
Not for the first time. Pavel is eating his words, having a nice word supper. It finished 6-2, 6-4. A bit of a demolition job. Were we wrong about Zverev when we said he was a bottler? Is he actually just born to win the Tour Finals?
He just loves the O2.
Do you think he thrives in this round-robin format where the pressure is slightly off him in each individual match?
No, I don't think so, because last year he lost to Djokovic and then beat Cilic and Isner, who I think are two, like...
I didn't encourage the betting, I said.
You know, last year, the round robin, he beat two players that he should be beating. Obviously, Nadal now, you claim, may have an injury. He claimed he wasn't at his best, regardless.
I don't claim he might have had an injury, but he's been short of fitness lately, so...
The post-match interview is starting. But yeah, no, I mean, Sasha's playing well.
So, we've seen two matches today. It's day two of the tournament, so, you know, it's pretty early days. We'll put this out before we know who the winner is. What are your kind of impressions so far from what we've seen?
Well, I generally like the Tour Finals. I find the round-robin format quite fun, a bit different, and you guarantee to get, you know, a lot of top 10 matches. They may not be the highest quality sometimes because the players are tired coming into it, or, like, you know... Djokovic, I think, is a favorite so far. I think this group is really wide open still. Nadal might pull out based on this performance, and
there, major concerns,
I don't know. But
either way, there were sort of two upsets in this group today, which basically means it's really hard to predict. But who do you, if you had to choose from, is this Group B?
Yeah. Well, I think so.
Who do you think? Who would be the two people you'd pick to go through?
I think Zverev and either Tsitsipas or Medvedev, depending on who fares better against Zverev. Because I think from watching Tsitsipas today, he was very dialed in. But I think Zverev is a better player overall. Is that fair to say?
Do you think Zverev is a better player overall than Tsitsipas?
I think so. He has a much better backhand.
Obsessed with his backhand. Pavel, very early on in that match, said to me, is there a player in the top 20 who has a worse forehand than Zverev? And then Zverev proceeded to perform a bit of a forehand masterclass, I would say. So I said that with Pinchot. Group A?
Group A, Djokovic first, team second. I think this is not Federer's year.
You think Federer won't make it out of the group?
Well, I think Federer has a huge mental block against Djokovic, so beating Berrettini is not enough to qualify from that group, because I think everyone will beat Berrettini in that group. But I'll be happy to be proven wrong. Again, as always, I'm hedging a bit. But, team has been great on hard courts this year. He's won Indian Wells, he's won Beijing. He made short work of Federer last night. He's serving well. I'll be interested to see what he does in this tournament. I think it could be a good one for him.
And so, who's your winner?
Unfortunately, I think Djokovic is gonna go all the way here. I'm not a big fan, but he's just too consistent. Clearly, this group has shown that there's a lot of young players in this group. I think they've all beaten Djokovic in the past, right? Yeah.
I would believe it if it was right. I mean, I feel like the three young players, or what I'm calling the three young players, and team is a sort of bit older, I guess.
Then there's five young players.
So who are the
big three, and everyone else is young, right?
I was talking about Tsitsipas, Medvedev, and Zverev.
Right.
I don't count Berrettini. Sorry, I'm just not counting Berrettini, because I don't think Berrettini is a challenger for this title at all.
Right.
And I don't really think he particularly deserves to be here. Although obviously technically he deserves to be here. Whatever.
And team is too old.
And team is too old, in my opinion.
Okay.
So those three, I fancy one of them to win it. I just think that something about the atmosphere of the Tour Finals has changed in the last few years. Just feels like upsets keep you're waiting for upsets to happen. Already we've seen Federer's lost, Nadal's lost. I wouldn't be surprised if team beat Djokovic. I quite fancy Tsitsipas to win.
Yeah, I mean, Tsitsipas didn't face a single break point today, which is quite impressive against a good return like Medvedev, who wasn't at his best, but also wasn't notably terrible. Maybe just a bit of negative body language, but wasn't it wasn't the worst performance I've ever seen from him. If Tsitsipas can keep this level up, he'll be a threat to both Zverev and Nadal. And then once you get out of the group, who knows? Jack Sock made it to the semis a couple of years ago. Dimitrov, won a couple of years ago.
I've got the same feeling this year that I had a bit about Zverev last year, which was just that he has to do something. And clearly at the moment, his Grand Slam is, whether it's physically or psychologically, out of reach. Then the Tour Finals sort of gives those players a sort of opportunity to play in something close to a comfort zone, but for something a little bit more meaningful than what they're currently competing for. So that's that's why I'm going to, obviously, probably by the time this people listen to this, I will have been proven horribly wrong. He'll have lost to he'll have lost to Bautista Agut.
It would be quite impressive if you Zverev lost to Nadal, considering
I was talking about Tsitsipas.
Oh, Tsitsipas, sorry, yeah.
Tsitsipas would have lost to Bautista Agut, and then his tournament will be over. But I'm going for Tsitsipas. You're going for Djokovic. I believe I've got a bit of romance in my soul. You've got nothing but hard concrete.
I think my soul died watching that Wimbledon final, so I won't recover it until Novak Djokovic calls it quits. Zverev is clearly much better three-setters than five-setters, and I guess you could also argue the same for Tsitsipas and Medvedev, although Medvedev had that amazing round the US Open. But, he's won two Masters titles. I wouldn't be surprised if he still turns it around here. Medvedev has a good record against Zverev. And, Nadal's looked off the boil. If he gets replaced by RBA, then Medvedev, I would say, would be the favorite in that. So, yeah, this group is still anyone's for the taking. I think the other group, Berrettini, I think you're right, is kind of, filling out the numbers. And
he's here for a good time, not a long time. All Italians.
He'll still get... He'll still get a decent amount of money for appearing here, and he's kind of in the history books. Zverev said in his post-match interviews, all players dream of making London. I guess unless you're
like Corina Busta.
Good for Corina Busta. I mean, what can I say? Top guy. Watch his meltdown with the Australian Open against Nishikori. It's very funny.
Okay, well, that's it. We'll sign off from here, from live in the O2 Arena, and we'll tune back in with you after at some point in the future when we know who won, and we can recap 2019 in tennis.
And we can look forward to 2020 in tennis.
Oh my God, there's going to be a whole nother year of this. How fun!